there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. It's going to be an exciting couple of days coming up. We're flying off to Lithuania this evening, where we're going to be at the Crypto Capital World Conference in Lithuania. Really excited to be present, so we'll be giving daily updates while we're there. Something I just wanted to point out really quickly was that Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,261, up 4% in the last 24 hours. So that's always great to see Bitcoin making steady gains day by day. Ethereum's currently trading at $693. That's up nearly 8% in the last 24 hours. We have EOS currently trading at $13.50. That's up 15% in the last 24 hours. And we also have NEO currently trading at $80, which is up 4.5%. Great to see steady movement in the crypto space once again. The market cap currently at $421 billion, with Bitcoin's dominance currently at 37.4%. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
Reuters survey, at least 56 finance firms will enter crypto in the next 6 months. Let's jump in. 20% finance firms want to start buying and selling digital tokens in 2018, Quartz reports Monday, April 23rd. According to a range of over 400 undisclosed businesses surveyed by Thomson Reuters, one in every five have plans to begin direct contact with cryptocurrency assets in the next 12 months. Reuters, which began including Bitcoin sentiment in its data feeds last month, did not mention the stature of financial firms involved. Nonetheless, 70% of those who said yes to crypto in 2018 also said they were planning to begin within the next 3 to 6 months, translating into at least 56 new players offering cryptocurrency in some form by October 2018. The positive outlook reflects the overall wave of enthusiasm which has characterized crypto markets in April, as Bitcoin and altcoin prices hold gains which topped $9,280 today. Pundits have been weighing in on the stronger performance due to set in for the assets before 2019. Current price estimates range from $25,000 to $100,000 by the end of 2019 for Bitcoin. It's great to see that people have stopped writing obituaries for Bitcoin, and we're having positive sentiment come out, which is what it needs to take Bitcoin to the next level, the next stages of its development. So great to see. Let's jump on to the next story. California State Senator promotes blockchain bill for recording stock information. So let's jump in. Last week, Senator Bob Hertzberg, who's a Democrat, who represents California's 18th Senate District, advanced legislation permitting blockchain technology for certain business practices, financial information platform Equities.com reported yesterday. SB 838 would allow corporations to apply blockchain technology or one or more distributed networks to record and keep the names of all of the corporation's stockholders of record, the address and number of shares registered in the name of each of those stockholders, and all issuances and transfers of stock of the corporation. Senator Hertzberg, who is determined to work on governing for the next generation, not the next election, so he says, introduced SB 838 before the Senate Banking and Financial Institutions Committee. The bill would establish a secure method to issue and transfer corporate share certificates, and is reportedly an initial move toward integrating blockchain technology in California in a limited capacity. Hertzberg said in a press release, "The world around us is changing, and government must adopt with these things rapidly evolving. California needs to continue our legacy of taking on new developing technologies, especially ones like blockchain, which is being embraced worldwide and presents a strong level of security that is resistant to hacking." In March, the governor of Tennessee signed a bill recognizing the legal authority of blockchain technology and smart contracts in conducting electronic transactions. The law also and protects the ownership rights of certain information secured using blockchain technology. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the Snoop Dogg to perform at Ripple's Blockchain Week New York City party. Distributed Ledger startup Ripple is hosting a VIP gathering featuring Snoop Dogg and will be giving away 10 tickets to the event on Twitter. The company announced Tuesday that Snoop will perform at its XRP community night during Blockchain Week New York City in May. The event itself will celebrate the company's work to date in developing its XRP token and the accompanying Ledger technology. The post stated, "As a special thanks to those who are building liquidity, validating transactions, and developing on the XRP ledger, looking to XRapid as a liquidity solution, and sharing the good word about XRP's many benefits, we're hosting a very special night. For those not invited, Ripple is organizing two separate events prior to Blockchain Week, during which will be concert goers can win tickets. Members of the community must participate in either the company's trivia night, which will take place on April 26th, or a Make the Meme event that begins on May 2nd. 8 tickets will be available through the trivia night, according to the post. Winners must correctly answer 3 questions within an hour using a single tweet. The questions must be posted at 4 p.m. Pacific time on April 26th, and the winners will be publicly announced the next day. The event will require Twitter users to create a caption for those 2 images that the company will release on May 2nd. Submissions are due 24 hours later, and the winners will be announced on May 4th. While the event may signify Snoop's most high-profile run in the cryptocurrency space to date, the rap star is no stranger to the tech. Snoop notably mentioned cryptocurrency earlier this year when he shared trading app Robinhood's crypto announcement on Twitter. And this is something that Snoop Dogg tweeted from his official account. Put in that crip in crypto, and he spelled crip C-R-I-P. And obviously, you can see crypto is spelled C-R-Y-P-T-O. So, I mean, I don't know how he's looked at how it's spelled or how he's kind of rolling with that. But big shout out to Snoop Dogg. Let's get on to the next part of the show. First of all, just a quick update. We have now arrived in Lithuania. Myself and Shane are in the hotel room. The time here is, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. So that's great. We're up. We're active. We're doing the podcast. We've literally just arrived. We've arrived in the last 5 minutes. It's been pretty smooth so far. The hotel's pretty cool. So we're really excited about the event taking place tomorrow. And we're ready to kick things off the SVK crypto style. Something that myself and Shane have been talking a lot about is EOS. So let me kind of give you a bit of background here to what we've been saying about EOS. So at the start of the year, we've been big believers in EOS. At the market lows, we saw it bounce from around $4 to the kind of $5 level. We started building a position around $5.50. We started adding to that position. Actually, Shane came on the podcast around the $5.50 level, and we spoke about the work that we're doing at SVK Crypto on EOS, and we spoke about the fact that we're actually building a core position in EOS. Now, the podcast actually launched before the Hong Kong meetup, which was the release of Dawn 3.0. This was something that we knew would have a lot of excitement, which would have a massive correlation to the uptick of EOS. This is something that we believed at SVK Crypto. We also mentioned this on our Telegram group. So if you check out SVK Space Crowd, you'll see all the comments that we went out with. EOS is something that we believe in. But the reason that I'm talking about it now is because it's currently trading at $15.55. That's up 34% in the last 24 hours. This is something, as I said, we've done a lot of work on. We're big believers in EOS. But I just wanted to bring it to you, the listeners' attention, because in the crypto space, as we always say, if you put the work in, if you realize and understand the technology behind the project, these are the things that will get picked up when the market picks up again, which it has. So it's great to see EOS is doing so well. So big shout out to the EOS team for doing what they do best and executing everything they've set out so far. And also, we're very excited in June for the mainnet launch. But hey, listen, it's been a long day for us at SVK Crypto. We're super excited to be here in Lithuania now. We're going to keep you guys updated every single day. We're going to check out our Twitter, because we'll be taking lots of pictures at SVK_crypto. And if you're really on your game, you'd be in our Telegram group, SVK Space Crowd. That's where all the magic goes down. So definitely stay tuned and definitely join up. Hit us up on the socials. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. I got to get some sleep before the big day tomorrow. But stay tuned and we'll keep you guys updated. Have a phenomenal evening. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.